Hey, what's up, everybody? It is your girl, Karen Civil, and this is episode 2 of Keeping It Civil with Karen. We are in Miracle Mile / Beverly Hills area with my special guest, Casey Veggies. Hey, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm feeling good, too.
Tell us where we are right now.
We're at the Peas and Carrots flagship store, I would say. This store has been open for about 2 years, and it's very special to me. You know, it's a lot of memories here, a lot of dope stuff, and this is our first store in LA.
He's being very modest by saying this is our first store. This young man owns a clothing store. I'm not talking like something small, moving out his trunk back when rappers used to be moving the stuff out of their trunk. He owns an official flagship store. How cool is that?
It's very awesome. It's a good look.
What made you even go straight into doing this?
We started off very strong. You know, had a good strides and had, you know, dope people around me. We just had good ideas, and we were just young and creative and didn't let nothing hold us back. And we always had visions to, you know, have stores and, you know, have somewhere people can really walk up to. It's like physical, something like for the whole city, like for all the youth, like all the young kids to come and just get inspired. Mm-hmm. And then just get inspired from, like, the homies like Tyler the Creator, like mm-hmm. Odd Future. He opened up his store. It was just, everything was just inspiration. And, you know, PNC, INTL, Peas and Carrots, like our brand was always able to keep growing, you know, and people was always able to connect with it. And the kids just look up to the brand and what we represent. And that's what it's all about.
I definitely feel like it's definitely like a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the times with the artists who are out here, you know, I'm used to, like, when an artist comes out, you know, you hear the regular stories of, oh, I'm about to get a car, yeah. I'm about to get a chain. A lot of the artists on the West Coast, they don't even talk about any of that. Yeah. They go, I'm about to get a store.
Yeah.
Nipsey has a store in Crenshaw. You said Tyler, the Creator, Odd Future has their store in Fairfax, and you have one.
Yeah.
Is, like, what's the chain reaction with that?
I mean, Nipsey's store has been open. Like, I remember years back, like, I was in high school probably, fresh out of high school, and Nipsey had a store. And just all this stuff is just like, I feel like it's just natural born hustler instinct that we got, you know, growing up out here. And a lot of people have, you know, around the world. But, you know, it's just them instincts that we had, that ambition just to build a brand, like, and just become something more than just, like you said, out the trunk, more than just, like, something for the hood, something that the hood can get inspired off of. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It just teaches them, like, you know, you can go get it. You don't got to wait, you know, for anybody. You can build a foundation and build an empire.
You're definitely building a foundation very young. Because at the same time, for people who are listening, you know, in the store, he has all of his product.
Yeah.
All of, like, your T-shirts, just your stuff you can buy. So you can get it online as well.
Yeah.
But then if they're in the area, you have your pop-ups here. You do everything. Yeah, so it's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah, we're doing collabs, a lot of different stuff. I want to do events here. This is like the new line. The stuff right here is like the new stuff we're doing. It's like Peas and Carrots. We're changing.
Oh, your fall collection.
Yeah, it's like the new fall.
Serious businessman here.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like a new designs, different looks. We got some, like, women's t-shirts now. And got hoodies coming out, the new hats. I'm pushing my Live and Grow hats with the Grow Leaf on them. And it's just like, just kind of trying to keep the brand growing into, like, different things. Like, I don't want to just stay boxed in to one thing. Like, I want to push different concepts through Peas and Carrots. Like, it's not just about, you know, it is definitely based about veggies and vegetables, like organic, like everything we do is natural, but it's also like stay gold through it all, like, you know, stay golden no matter what. And that's why I changed the name from Carrots to Carrots. I changed the spelling just to give it a new twist and mm-hmm. give people a new idea of the brand. Like it's not boxed into one thing, you know what I mean?
Do you ever get conflicted with time management? You know, you're a rapper, and at the same time you're a businessman. You just named a lot of things, fall collections, hoodies, you know, different things, and you're also like a brand ambassador for Puma. How are you splitting your time between all of this?
I mean, it's definitely a lot, and it's like when you first get into it, you don't really realize what you're getting yourself into. Like, you're just so happy to be involved, like, and get these opportunities, but then over time you got to realize, like, yeah, you get the opportunity, but you also have to facilitate that whole thing. Like, you know, you gotta show up to the photo shoots, you gotta do the interviews, the meetings that they want you to do, you know what I mean? You gotta push yourself and, you know, push your brand. And it's definitely time consuming, and it takes a lot of hard work. I got a lot of good people on my team.
You got a great team.
Yeah, I got a lot of good people that keep, you know, keeping me motivated, keeping me on my job. And I'm just trying to stay more focused and just grow up and just be ready to, you know, attack everything like a man, you know what I'm saying? And music, you know, with, when it comes to my album, like I spent a long time working on the album. It's been done for about 2 months now. So I've had more time to, like, focus on, you know, the rest of the whole operation.
So I know you said it's been 2 months since the album, but it's technically been like 2 years since you've officially dropped the project. You had the Life Changes and the Fresh Veggies with Rocky Fresh. So knowing that your official debut, Live and Grow, is coming out next month, you know, tell us a little bit about that. It's been 2 years.
It's a long process. That's all I can say. Like, I didn't expect to be 2 years, like, not dropping a solo project. The project with Rocky Fresh was crazy to me. Like, I love that project. We had a lot of fun doing that. Puma supported us. But yeah, Life Changes was like a real, I put a lot into that project. Like, it was like a real heartfelt, and I put it out for free. Like, I gave people that for free, because I was like, you know what, I'd rather tell my story and just get that across and inspire people than make money, you know, right now. I knew the money would come. So right now with Live and Grow, I took so much time on it, you know. I took my time and worked on so many songs, and I tried out so many different things. Like, I experimented. I tried to grow, you know. I just tried to grow with myself musically as an artist and as a person. Like, I grew up so much since I've made Life Changes. Like, since I was like 18, 19. I'm 22 years old now. I just turned 22 a couple weeks ago. And it's like, yeah, I'm just in a new mindset. You know, I'm ready to attack the game differently and just keep grinding.
So other than the record you have with Dej Loaf, what are some features we can expect and producers you worked with on the album?
Yeah, I worked with Hit-Boy, DJ Mustard, TAC. I worked with Mike and Keys out of L.A. Shout out to homie Fresh Chuck. He's a new producer. He's killing it out of Hawaii. Polyester worked on the album. It's a real, like, I worked with a lot of my friends that I've been working with this whole time. You know, a lot of people that's in arm's reach, like, around me. I didn't really do too much reaching too far to, like, get beats. And, you know, I just found my own sound on this album. I feel like that's what I'm most proud about, this album. I feel like it sounds like a Casey Veggies album. Like, you know, when you hear it, it's like, what does this sound like? Like, it just sounds like Casey Veggies, you know. And shout out to Ty Dolla $ign. I got Dom Kennedy on the project. BJ the Chicago Kid is on the album. Who else is on the album? Tyler the Creator is on the album.
So you got all your, basically your West Coast brothers.
Yeah, all my homies. Yeah,
all your homies.
You know, kept it cool. You know, I didn't really, you know, all the records came natural. They all make sense, you know, to my life. And it's just me telling my story, you know.
So the Tied Up single is basically a winner.
Yeah,
you know, it's impacting on radio.
Yeah.
So what was it like working with Dej? Because that's the only one who's technically not from the West Coast.
We actually didn't work on it in the studio together. Like, we sent the record to her. She killed it. It was a different type of vibe for me. Like, I had to really, like, I was nervous to use the song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really know what people would, like, think about it or what they would think of me doing a record like that. But at the same time, that's what this album was about, like, living and growing. Like, you had to try new things, you know. And this record for me was, like, trying something new and just telling my story. Like, it made sense for it. The sequence of the album, it made sense. Like, when you hear the album together, you understand where that song fits into my story and my life. You know what I'm saying?
So with a record like that, you know, being that both of you are label mates, is that something, like, you go, well, I like this record a lot, I'm thinking maybe I should put her on it? Yeah. Was it, like, a label decision? Or you go, I think she would fit? Like, how do you come up with that decision?
It was definitely that type of thing. Like, you know, they had a couple other people in mind, like, or, you know, or whoever. But we never really had anyone try the record, you know. But she was the Dej was the first one that we sent the record to, and she got it back to us. And I just love her wave and what she's doing right now, you know. And I feel like she speaks for the females in a dope way. And which what we were saying on the song, it just made sense. And I was happy to go with her, you know, somebody new and fresh doing their thing, and, you know, just like myself. And we got a lot in common. You know, we come from two different sides of the world. She's from the Midwest, I'm from the West Coast. But I think it was a great collaboration. Yeah.
I know you guys recently shot the video for that.
Yeah, it was a dope vibe. Nice. It was a great video. We had a lot of fun. Shout out to Alex Nazari, the director. He killed it. We just caught natural vibes, like real life vibes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the process of choosing your album cover
yeah.
and the story behind that. Because yeah. I'm not sure if everyone got a chance to look it up. Google is your friend.
Yeah.
But tell us, how did you decide upon that? I really think it's creative.
Yeah, I love that cover. You know, we were just chilling one couple of days, just coming up with ideas. Like, I didn't really have a cover till like the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with that idea probably not too long ago. Like, it was recent when we came up with the idea. But I was just looking at different things on Google, looking at different covers, like classic covers and stuff like that. And I was thinking about, you know, what Live and Grow really means to me. And it's just about, you know, evolution, you know. And I'm looking at the evolution chart, and I was looking at some of my favorite covers, like the Beatles, you know, Abbey Road cover,
mm-hmm.
and just different little comparisons and things like that. And I was like, how can I, you know, look at these classic things and, you know, turn it into something like that represents me, you know? So I went back to where I grew up. Like, that street we took the picture at is like literally the street that I spent mm-hmm. my whole childhood. So it's bigger than, you know, what people really think. You know, I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are my real family members, you know, that's like that are representing me, you know, in the evolution of growth,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just different generations and growing up in front of like people's eyes, you know, like
yeah.
I was able to, I've been rapping since I was 13 years old. Like I was really able to grow up with my fans type thing. Like, so it was just a resemblance of that, like that message.
You know, I got a chance to recently meet your mom.
Yeah.
She is such a sweetheart. Yeah. She was just like, I bought something off your site. Yeah. She's such a sweetheart.
I just told her, like, I'm going to the store, Mom. I'm about to meet up with Karen. She was like, oh, that's so cool. Please give her all the shirts. I love Karen. She was like, I love Karen.
Your mom's a sweetheart. Yeah. Do you find it, is it a little weird? I know you said you're 22. Technically, yeah. you're grown. But you're probably still a baby.
Yeah.
So did you show her the cover? Do you still have, like, technically a curfew? How does that work?
I definitely don't have a curfew. My mom always be calling me, like, where you at? You okay? And she always checking on me, making sure I'm good. But, I mean, I definitely just, you know, I live my life. I'm always gone, like, so much. But I just try to make sure I support her. Like, I just support whatever she does. And that's what I do it for, you know, like, support my family and be able to give my mom whatever she wants, you know what I'm saying? And because she did that for me growing up. She gave me, you know, my mom, my dad, they went so hard for me growing up. So it's like, I just feel like I got to return, giving that in return. And, you know, I'm just glad I'm able to do it, following my dreams, like doing what I love to do.
The project drops on the 25th of September.
Yeah.
So will there be a tour? Yeah. What can we expect with that?
Yeah, we're putting together a lot of different things and surprises. I'm definitely planning to go on tour, like, right after the album comes out. I'm trying to hit, like, I'm going to just hit a bunch of different markets. And we finally going to do my first, like, European tour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, after I hit the States, we're going to do a European run. So I haven't hit any, like, states overseas, really. I have hit, like, South Africa. We went to Europe one time.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been able to, like, really do shows. And because, like, people have been hitting me up, and people have been supporting the brand for the mm-hmm. last few years, like, overseas and, you know, hitting me online and stuff. So I'm just happy to be able to, like, I feel like it's a fresh start for me as an artist,
mm-hmm.
you know, with my first album coming out, just to be able to, you know, do a lot of new things, you know, even though I've been rapping for 8 years and I have about 8 mixtapes out right mm-hmm. now, but it's like everything's starting to feel new to me. So it's like, I'm excited.
Technically, you know, for most people who don't know, you know, I basically heard about you guys through Tumblr.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you know how big of your fan base is on there. Because when it started out, you know, I was a little bit confused because when I saw it, I saw you and Anwar. So yeah. I was like, okay, these must be like the designers or the it yeah. kids in LA.
Yeah.
And then I would always see people repost your stuff, pictures yeah. and your clothing. I was like, all right, I got to figure out what this is yeah. because this is always on my timeline.
Yeah.
So now, you know, I know you guys aren't necessarily working yeah. together as much.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, like, you know, you guys went, I don't want to say like a little Twitter back and forth, yeah. but, you know, it was hurtful to kind of see that. Yeah. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I mean, you know, it's like, I feel like it's unfortunate when people just have miscommunications, you know. A lot of things happen and happen so fast. And I never really went back and forth. Like, I didn't say anything online. Like, he had addressed something on Instagram, you know, to our fan base, you know. And I just felt like I didn't really appreciate how that happened, you know, how everything happened. But it was really just a regular miscommunication. Like, that could happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could happen to any, it could happen to family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And that's, I consider him a brother. Like, that's my boy. You know, I wish him nothing but success, you know what I'm saying? And I think we're going to continue to figure something out. Like, I was just talking to him, you know, we never know. But it's all love. Miscommunications happen. One message I'll give to people out there is just, you know, before you jump to conclusions, just have a conversation. You know, sit down and see somebody eye to eye. Like, don't jump to no conclusions or don't assume or don't just move so fast. Like, you know, if it's somebody you appreciate and you care about in your life, just, you know, take that time to have that conversation.
Given with social media, the last few days have been, as the kids like to say, lit.
Lit.
You know, we see what's happening with the Drake and Meek situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, given what you know, how mm-hmm. Anwar spoke about your situation mm-hmm. with him via his Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take now on social media? Is it helpful sometimes
yeah.
or harmful?
I
Do
mean,
you find yourself watching what you say? Do you see the comments and be like, yo, who is he talking to?
I know it gets like that. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, but and, you know, you can't control your emotions. Sometimes people have emotions and feelings and they just jump the gun, you know, and it happens to the best of us. You know what I mean? That's the thing. That's the gift and the curse of social media. Like, you know, it's a gift because you can, you know, get messages and information out to people so fast, but it's a curse because, you know, sometimes people think too fast or don't think first and just do. And it gets unfortunate. It's just a bad outcome. People just tend to, you know, fall out over that.
Yeah.
And
so despite getting ready to drop your album, you've been in the game for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you've been rapping since you were very young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you've been quite successful, you know, music-wise and business-wise. Do you ever feel underappreciated at times?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everyone feels underappreciated at times, no matter what you're doing. I think as an artist, you know, I go hard. I put a lot of passion, a lot of real, like, feelings, you know, emotions into the music and to what I do. You know, I put a lot of hard work into gaining my respect, you know, and earning it, you know, earning my respect. So it's like, I mean, a lot of times, you know, I go hard. You know, that's what we go hard for. I think if we didn't feel unappreciated, then that means we're not passionate about what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're passionate about what you're doing, you want to be the greatest at it. You know, if you want to be the greatest at it, you want to be appreciated and respected. And I think that goes for anyone.
You know, has there been another moment? I remember when the XXL Freshman
yeah.
cover came out. And your reaction to it.
Yeah.
You know, granted, a lot of people have said the West has been ignored,
yeah.
you know, for someone like you,
yeah.
Dom Kennedy
yeah.
hasn't been added. But what was interesting is that their recent show, they played a Kennedy
yeah.
song, and the crowd knew it word for word between performances.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you ever feel like with things like that, you get slighted? Was there something else that may have happened? You're like, all right, give me a break here.
I mean, you know, I feel like definitely 3 years in a row, I could have been on that cover 4 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
probably. But it's all good. Like, it's one of them, it's all good situations. Like, you know, I think people definitely know that, you know, and much respect to all the people that feel that way, that feel like CV should have been somewhere around that, you know, involved. But at the same time, I don't let it, like, get me upset or nothing like that. Like, it's all good. And it's like, XXL still show me love. You know, they still support my movement. It's just, they don't, you know, they just have their own way of picking things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, sometimes it's like a hit or a miss.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always the questions of, you know, you pick up the magazine. Because I've had those moments where I go, who is this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it is very unfortunate, but again, you live and you learn.
Yeah, that's
and
real.
You're in a place now where you're doing extremely well. So we know the album has been done
yeah.
for 2 months now.
Yeah.
You still ain't let me hear it, but that's another story. But who are some artists and producers you're still hoping to work with in the near future?
Man, I definitely want to work with some of the greats. Like, I want to work with some of the greats that I haven't got a chance to really, you know, work with yet, which is
mm-hmm.
like people like Nas. Like, I want to work with Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to work with me and Drake. We're supposed to work on some music. We didn't get a chance to do it. I want to definitely get something done with him. I want to work with Party Next Door. He's super dope.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that'll be a nice collabo.
Yeah, it's a lot of dope new artists that I definitely want to get a chance to, you know, get in the studio with. And, yeah, it's going to happen.
So, you know, Straight Outta Compton, the movie is coming now next week. Classic. You know, this is a big moment for the West Coast.
Yeah, it is.
You know, like, tell us how you feel about that.
That is awesome. I feel like it's great. It's a great moment for the culture, you know, for the young kids to really get a chance to, like, it's like a history lesson, you know, like history class right now. And I feel great that my album is coming out, you know, around the same time as everything is going on. And really for this movie and even like the movie Dope that just came out, I just feel like, you know, people, the creativeness is coming back, like in films and music and, you know, just for the West Coast, like you said, it's a great moment. And for the culture of hip hop,
yeah,
N.W.A. was like one of the biggest things that rap has ever seen, you know what I'm saying? And what they represented for the West Coast was like so monumental. And even like people like Snoop Dogg, like he shows a lot of love and spreads a lot of love through the generations. Like he shows love to all the new artists coming out the West. I even got him on the album, like talking, like, you know, showing love. And it's just an honor.
So you just told us a little snippet. You got Snoop on there.
Yeah, I'm there talking. Just, you know, you're spitting a little game. And like, it's just, you know, dope that we can be a part of the West and just feel like we all family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, as I said, yeah, it's just great for the culture.
So who's your favorite member in N.W.A.?
I mean, you know, obviously I like them all equally, but Easy definitely had a lot of swag.
Nice.
He had a lot of style. I like his style. I mean, you know, before Ice Cube, you know, Ice Cube left before all that stuff happened. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube definitely super dope to me. Mm-hmm. And
it's okay. You like Easy.
Easy. I just like his style. Like how he wore the glasses at all times. And
Easy's always gonna be one of the greatest. He gave us Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
So definitely. You know, there it is.
But Dre, you know, Dre is a legend, man. He probably brought all the real music to the group, and it was a mastermind behind the, you know, the music and the production. So, you know, they all brought the elements in it, and it made them like a super group.
I think more importantly, too, you know, it's great to have a hip-hop history lesson
because
so many people forgot the importance of N.W.A. and then what they brought to the music culture. You know, when you think of Dr. Dre now, people just think, oh, the headphones. Yeah, and I'm like, it's so much more to him than that.
Detox, like, it didn't come out yet.
They were like, yeah, just his album that didn't come out. I'm like, what about the ones before?
Yeah.
So it's great to go down this memory lane.
Definitely.
So, you know, we talked about all your different business savvy moves.
Yeah.
You know, I just have to give you a congratulations. Third year in a row, you signed with Puma.
Yeah.
You out here getting shoe deals. Tell us a little bit about that.
I appreciate that. I mean, shout out to Puma for sure, just for, like, believing in my brand, believing in what I'm doing, and just supporting me, you know, and all the brands that have supported the movement and, you know, what we've been doing for the past few years. And it's definitely an honor. I feel blessed, you know, to be in this position and to be, like, inspiring everybody that I can inspire. And I'm just excited to work hard, you know, drop this new album, Live and Grow, you know, drop some new shoes with Puma, like, drop new clothes, new everything. Just keep being creative, keep, you know, spreading my messages and spreading my story through the world and just having fun with it, you know, and just keep getting better, more creative, keep, you know, more detail, you know, and that's what it's always been about, Live and Grow. September 25th, you know, it's going to be a movie.
So it's all about Live and Grow.
Yeah.
Album drops September 25th. So thank you so much, Casey, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, for real, bro.
No problem. We're going to end the show with your new single, Tied Up, with Dej.
Let's do it.
You can pick it up on iTunes. And
right
this
now.
Has been Keeping It Civil with Karen. Peace.
Oh, man.
It's whatever you want, whatever you like. It's not a problem at all, whatever you like.
I need a chick, true talk, not fake with her walk. She got her hair done right, I be breaking her off. I like them girls when I'm ready, she taking it off. She be telling me what to do, cause she thinks she the boss. And I don't say nothing to her, I let that money talk. We don't never trip much, we be shaking it off. Win, lose, or draw, I'm back against the wall. I'm willing to grow, cause I've wanted it all. I'm one of a kind, she one of them dimes. Been at it for a while, we putting in time. I'm loving her thoughts, she changing my mind. We learning together, the stars align. Fly face, nice body, a swag crazy. She working, she going to school, she ain't lazy. And when she out and about, she look wavy. And when they try to ask what's up, she say Casey.
I'll be a lady in the streets in the dress with her hair tied up.